The new democracy in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia will undergo a critical test today, a presidential election. Pro-Western President Mikhail Saakashvili hopes to restore his international reputation. Last November, he ordered a police crackdown on opposition demonstrators. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Georgia.
Saakashvili is expected to win the election, but he's still been campaigning hard. On Thursday, he made a campaign stop in the impoverished western town of Zugdidi in the foothills of the snow-capped Caucasus Mountains and several miles from the Russian-backed breakaway province of Abkhazia. When the dark-haired, energetic president appeared, the crowd erupted in cheers, calling out Misha, Saakashvili's nickname.
Yes.
Almost shouting himself hoarse, the 40-year-old American-trained lawyer who came to power following the Rose Revolution in 2003 promised to reunify Abkhazia with the rest of Georgia. Among the crowd, Volodya Sarkova said he respects Saakashvili for cracking down against corruption and building Georgia's infrastructure.
Just take a look around you. He's built roads and schools. He's hardworking, helping people by making sure wages and pensions are paid.
Speaking after his rally, Saakashvili called himself a founding father of the new Georgian state.
The country that has been a hopeless failed state basically transformed itself into the darling of the World Bank, but it was through very painful reforms. And basically now we went out to our people and said, okay, you want to go on like this or you want something else?
When Saakashvili took power, the capital Tbilisi was crumbling. Residents faced constant electricity and heat shortages, and unemployment was sky high. Today, the capital is lit up with holiday decorations, and Saakashvili says the economy grew 13% last year. But many people say not nearly enough has been done for the country's many poor. Last November, tens of thousands of people took to the streets to protest. The president shocked his allies in the West by ordering riot police to violently break up the demonstrations and shut down the main opposition television station. He then called the early presidential election to defuse the crisis. Former Foreign Minister Salome Zurabishvili is an opposition leader who says the police crackdown showed the true nature of Saakashvili's administration.
We were telling our foreign friends that this was not a democratic government, but this is first time that it was made obvious for a much larger public.
But the opposition has been splintered, and Saakashvili has accused an opposing candidate of trying to overthrow the government. Billionaire Badri Patarkatsishvili was recorded offering a police official $100 million to help undermine the government.
This guy basically was bribing police officer to kill Minister of Interior, to make a coup d'etat, to arrest members of government. So, excuse me, but are we dealing now with politics, or we are dealing with pure criminal activity?
Saakashvili says he broke up the demonstrations last November to save Georgia from crisis. But opposition members say they'll urge supporters back onto the streets if they believe today's election results are unfair. Former winemaker Livan Gachichiladze is Saakashvili's main opponent in today's vote. He says Saakashvili has dominated media coverage and barred other candidates from buying space on billboards. We can already say this election is not free and fair, he says. This authoritarian government has put tremendous pressure on the opposition. We've entered a new stage in the battle for freedom and democracy in this country. Although Saakashvili is expected to win, it's not clear if he'll get enough votes to avoid a runoff. Both Saakashvili and the opposition say the judgment of foreign observers will be crucial to establish the election's legitimacy. But Saakashvili says there's proof he's already established democracy here. For the first time in the country's history, the precise results of an election can't be predicted. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Tbilisi.